morning, everybody around the world. You're on the Mike and Abe show, and I have we have Mike, and Carolyn is here today, so we'll call it the Mac show. Mike, Abe, and Carolyn.
The Mac show.
The Mac show.
Oh, Mike, interesting.
Mike, okay. Abe, and Carolyn. And, and before we start the show, I just want to remind everybody that it's almost the end of March, and it's almost the beginning of April, okay? And April 15th is rolling around quickly. Okay, and if you haven't done your taxes yet, you got to do them. You must do your taxes, and Taxi CPA, Tony Tax, is waiting for your call. He's a great accountant. His number.
He's right on the newly designed front page
of NYC Taxi News, 718-413-6126, and visit all our advertisers. We'll tell you. We'll go over them by the end of the show. So, Mike and Carolyn, what's new? Who wants to talk first?
Hi, how you doing? Can I just say one thing before we start that I didn't have a chance to say last time because we had some technical difficulties?
Okay.
I want to thank both of you for the show. You've injected humor into a situation that at times is not very good, and I thank you for that and for all the information.
Well, you know, when all else
Well, thank you very much.
When all else fails, you just laugh. That's all.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And I just want to say that one time about a month ago when I dropped the phone into the toilet, that wasn't a stage. That was real.
I don't know if we call that a technical difficulty. I guess it is.
Yeah, I would. it's all high tech, low tech in this game, Carolyn.
Right. Right.
So anyway, let's elevate the conversation from that to
right. Yeah, speaking of that, let's talk about Uber a little bit and their finances.
You mean our favorite subject, Uber.
Yeah. Well, why did Uber make their new logo look like a toilet seat? Was that a Freudian slip on their part?
No, they just wanted to get real.
They wanted to get real, yeah. They wanted to know what you're in for.
Yeah, they want to make sure that they actually would like to flush all of the bad news about them down the toilet. Okay.
So it was Freudian. That's pretty good.
I think it's a German thing. The Germans are always obsessed, you know, with those subjects. I don't know. I've never really understood why they emulate Nazi culture. I've never understood that. And whenever they've been asked that, which is not very often, the response is usually, "But we're Jewish." But that's not what the question is. You know, I don't get it. Why would you want to emulate that? The names of all their bases are German. The name of the company's German.
Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting.
And, you know, there was actually a lady had, like, a little boutique in Germany called Uber with the two dots on top, and she was having fits because everybody calls up to complain about, you know, the driver put his hand on her knee, and she was like, we're not Uber. We're like a little clothing shop. So that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
So listen.
It's strange. It's a very strange thing. There's also a comic. I don't know if you guys know about it, called Uber Comics. If you Google it, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Is it a comic?
And the basis of the story goes back to World War II, when the Nazis are just about to be defeated. Hitler's in the bunker. He's about to kill himself. And at the last minute, some scientist comes out with this new invention. He's invented the Ubermensch, this Uber super being, who comes to America and conquers everything. Does that sound like the Uber business plan?
Well,
sounds like spot
look
on.
It up. You'll see what I'm talking about. It's very funny.
Can't say they didn't warn us, right?
Right. Well, that's the funny thing. They do.
Is this like a comic strip kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I bet Travis reads comics. Right? Don't you get that feeling?
Well, he's a comical guy. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking at the picture of the chairperson, Joshi. I call her chairperson Nosi because she says everything is wonderful.
Yeah.
But every time I look at her, she has this, like, depressed look on her face. We have between de Blasio and Nosi, it's like, I'm surprised millions of people aren't jumping off the roof. The most depressing pair of people to be in charge of cabs. They have this look on their face where it's almost like they're in surrender mode, and they know they've screwed up, and they can't say anything because it's an election year. And I'm looking at all the money that has gone down the drain under Yoshi's watch. I mean, she had a chance to auction off, give or take, 1,000 medallions at $1.3 million each
Yeah.
In the last 2 or 3 years. But no, instead, she pops out 50,000 Uber cars. And I've done the math, Carolyn. 50,000 Uber cars times an area of 150 square feet each for that car to operate. So basically, she's put a swath of a mile by a 1,000-foot wide swath of Uber cars driving 5 miles an hour in Midtown Manhattan every single business day for no reason at all. So I guess that's the look on her face, because I guess she just realizes she's made a huge mistake and she has nowhere to run. So that's that look.
But they do have the power to change it, even though she says she doesn't have the power to regulate numbers of black and livery cars. But they do, actually. Mm-hmm. Anything that affects public safety, they can change. So can the city council.
Along that line, would they be able to cap Uber cars, per se?
Yeah, of course, except politically, it's like talking about cutting Social Security.
Mm.
It's just a sacred cow.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about Vietnam, which you're a little bit too young to really have experienced, but Abe's not.
No.
For 10 years, American soldiers were dying, Southeast Asians were dying, 3 million Southeast Asians died, 57,000 Americans died. And, you know, there were people saying from the beginning, get out, just get out. And finally, that's what we did 10 years later after we tried everything else. It was the obvious solution, but like our problem here with the numbers of cars on the street, it's the obvious solution just to lessen the number of cars on the street. But no, that's not the one that they're going to go for. They're going to have multi-door bus boarding, speed bumps, better supervision of bus lanes, you know, ridiculous stuff. More bicycles.
Yeah. What good is a speed bump when you can only go...
Nothing at all. I mean, not only that, you have Department of Transportation that has a almost $1 billion-a-year budget. You have the TLC that has a $70 million-a-year budget. They have thousands of employees, I think 6,000 employees between the two organizations. You have DOT that wants to lessen pollution, congestion, traffic, injuries, fatalities on one hand, and then you have the TLC on the other hand pumping out an unlimited number of drivers and cars on the road, creating more pollution, congestion, injuries, and fatalities. To somebody who's not in government like us, this looks insane. I mean, they have no answer for this. There is no answer.
Well, the other thing is, I mean, remember years ago when the yellow cab industry wanted to put a few more cabs on the road, everything was like, oh, well, we have to go by the EPA.
Right.
We wanted to put, like an inky-dinky 500 or 1,000 more medallions on the road, and they kept screaming out, NVA pollution, what about 50,000? Now, granted, these cars are a little better on gas mileage. I'll throw that right in front to get that out of the way. So, okay, let's say you have the equivalent of 25,000 new cars that would have been on the road, let's say, 30 years ago with the worst gas mileage. But the fact of the matter is you still have this burning, churning, pollution-making thing, and they're talking about Progressive, they're talking about Green, and I know when we tried to put just a few hundred cabs on the road, they kept dragging us in front of the EPA to get approval. Now, how does that change? At what point do they violate the federal law and start throwing people in jail? I mean, it's crazy.
Well, I think they've already...
You have that study from 2012 on your website. It's 80 pages long. It's very detailed. It's block by block. It talks about pollution. It talks about the effect on traffic, the effect on medallion values. It's very detailed. So why didn't they do something like that when they, before they threw 50,000 cars? Because once you throw the 50,000 cars out there, it's so hard to remedy. It would have been so much easier to prevent.
Well, it could actually remedy itself because, of these 50,000 cars, how many of them are actually making money?
Right. And the driver turnover is, I think, they quit after 6 months.
Yeah, I mean, in
my book, the problem will go away by itself, by attrition.
Yeah, right. If you're not making money, you're not gonna continue.
Right. Well, that brings us to the $3 billion that Uber lost, which I guess you've discussed before, but we could always bring it up again.
Well,
I'm listening.
The more rides they do, the more money they lose. They lost their chief financial officer 2 years ago. They haven't been able to replace him. They lost their artificial intelligence guy. They lost the guy who's doing the mapping for the self-driving cars. They lost the president. He quit the other day. They have a board that's supposed to have 11 people on it. They only have 7. Evidently, they can't get 4 people who are willing to serve on the Uber board. I mean,
who are willing to commit political suicide, yes.
Right. I mean, but their only purpose is to destroy us. They don't care about their shareholders. They don't care about their drivers. They don't care about their customers. They just want to get rid of us, but we refuse to die. That's the thing.
Right.
The reports of our death have been greatly exaggerated.
Well, they're trying.
Thank you.
They're still driving, Mike.
They're
trying to kill an unkillable, source.
Yeah, because it's a simple business.
You
have expenses, you have income. The difference is, the net profit. It's not that complicated.
Well,
we've been around for 80 years. I'll tell you, it's just a travesty. And even when I've tried to figure out the math, I said, okay, well, if Uber charges a tax per ride and the guy selling the car charges a tax per car sale, they're still way under what the city and state would have raked in
if they
would have sold taxi medallions and if they would have gotten 50 cents a trip and then 30 cents a trip for the MTA and wheelchair people, respectively. Not to mention the fees and, dare I say, fines from each car, so it's like $1,000. So they just threw away billions of dollars for some crazy scheme from some geeks from California who don't even live here. And I think it's time, it's an election year. Nothing happens until election year. And so it'd be interesting to see how people react at the polls, because Yoshi keeps saying everything is wonderful, de Blasio keeps saying everything is wonderful, and everything is horrible. So we're going to see how the voters react.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, some elected officials have told me that they would like to hear from drivers and owner drivers, because unless the wheel squeaks, it doesn't get any attention. There's no guarantee it'll get attention.
Well, who in particular?
But it's not really that hard to get in touch with them now. You just go to nyctaxinews.com and look on the left side where Abe has a list of that links you to the city council people, the assembly people, and call them up. Send them an email. It's not that complicated. They do respond. If a lot of people are complaining, they will respond.
Carolyn, when you say they want to hear from us, do you have any particular names that have expressed that?
Well, the Transportation Committee, which is headed by Adonis Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be a livery driver.
So he was
also a social studies teacher. He was actually the chairman of the social studies department in a high school. So he understands the history pretty well.
Okay.
He would like to hear from people.
So he's the one that people should contact.
Yeah, okay. And how about Department of Transportation? That's another one.
Okay.
Holly Trottenberg.
Right. Okay. So get on the list and start contacting. The list is right here.
And your particular city council person, assembly person, state senator.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think they hear from us that often. I mean, it's not going to hurt anything.
This is kind of like new territory for the taxi community. And I'll tell you one thing I've noticed is that, in my opinion, I think the taxi business was run by and large by a bunch of spoiled brats whose great, 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 great grandfathers started the business and bought medallions for $10. So for like 60 and 70 years, they didn't have to do anything. Because, I mean, you go by the year. One year they're making $5 million, one year they're making $10 million, the next year they're making $12 million. So every year for like 80 years, they really didn't have to get political. But I'll tell you one thing, their grandfathers and their fathers and their great-grandfathers were very political. They donated to campaigns, they donated to mayors, they donated to the city council.
Right.
And then the new breed, so to speak, donated to the Ferrari dealerships and the strip clubs, not all but some. And now they're in a mess, and now they want to start donating, and that's not the way to do it. So I think we really had our fences down for the last 10 or 20 years with doing our political homework. And like I said, the old school got it right. The new school had to learn the hard lessons, and now we're in the jackpot because now the spoiled brats actually have to do something besides count money every day. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was reading about Mayor Jimmy Walker in the 1920s. That was one of the most corrupt administrations we ever had in the city. And eventually, he had to leave the country in disgrace. There was a scandal involving a taxi company, of all things, called Parmalee. Mm. He was going to sell them the franchise to all New York City taxis. And that got out, and he had to leave office in disgrace. And LaGuardia came in, and LaGuardia had a lot of support from the taxi drivers. He courted them. And one of the issues was a 5-cent fee on every ride. Does that sound familiar? Which they did away with.
What was the
And then the taxi drivers fought amongst each other how to distribute the 5 cents of ride that they had coming back to them.
What was it supposedly?
Some things never change.
What was it supposedly for, the 5 cents?
I don't remember. Look it up on Google. But Walker was so corrupt, he actually owned a casino that was in Central Park, and that's where he had his office. He had a deputy mayor who was in charge of patronage, so you knew who to go to with the bag of money. Yeah, it's a little more subtle now, I guess. But
I like
same story.
Yeah. Well, all I know is that along those lines, I'm looking at the surcharges for the you give money to the MCA, like it's almost like you're giving money to a pirate ship. I think the MCA should have a pirate ship motif.
Yeah.
More than that little blue like logo they have, because it's just ridiculous. So we give 50 cents a trip to them, and then the 30 cents a trip that's supposed to go to help the handicapped and the people with wheelchairs, nobody's getting calls for these wheelchair people. And these people have motorized wheelchairs. They're like going faster than cabs in traffic. They're in the bike lane in a wheelchair going 20 miles an hour, and I'm doing 5.
Right.
So I'm just, and I'd like to know who's counting the money for the wheelchair money coming in. Because it's 30 cents a trip. It's on the moon. It's almost like $100 billion a year. And I don't see any wheelchair rides. Where's this money going?
You know, Mike, it sounds like the wheelchairs should have a device to carry the taxis.
Yeah.
Or just a hook-on option.
Yeah.
have a little stand on the back where you can hop on and, like, yeah. Get a meter. They should get a meter.
Actually, I think the program works pretty well in Manhattan. Because I know people in wheelchairs who call up that 646-599-9999 number, and a cab comes in 5 to 10 minutes. And they can talk to a person, they can say how many people they are, so they either get a Sienna or they get the Nissan or whatever, and it really works pretty well. I guess in the boroughs it's not working that well because the city is not supporting the green cabs that they created for the boroughs, you know, which is a whole other problem.
Just a little technical thing. I keep hearing a feedback thing. I feel like I'm at a Led Zeppelin concert.
I'm not hearing it. So it's not being recorded. If I'm not hearing it, it's not being recorded. Okay?
Mm-hmm. That happened to you guys last week. I listened to you on one computer. I could hardly understand what you're saying, and then I...
Well, I'm using a different computer this week because of that. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So I hope that it went...
I got my fingers crossed.
We'll see. We'll see. You know, I don't have professional equipment. I use my computer. I have computer recording software. Okay. And, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, the last time we did a three-way call, me, you, and Carolyn, it came out fine. Okay.
Okay. Well, maybe it's just not going to read on the tape like it does now.
But last week there was a very bad echo.
Yeah, I was using a different computer than I normally use, but I'm not now. I'm using the computer where I went back to the computer that we used many times. Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. You know, let's talk taxi. All right, the tech stuff. We need a tech guy, all right? Somebody that really knows this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we need technical equipment, okay? And
you should be on TV. That's what you should do. You should be on
Carolyn NNN. Suggested that we be on TV.
I'm sure you thought about it.
Well, you know, we have to have... Carolyn said that, you know, I could get on the TV feed through the computer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we need to talk to some really experienced people with this stuff, all right, to find out how. Okay, anybody, any volunteers out there, send us an email, nyctaxinews@aol.com. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we do have a lot of...
And don't crowd, please, yes.
Yeah, we do have a lot of listeners, okay? And, you know, we don't have as many as we would have if we were on the airwaves. Okay.
Do you think any Uber investors listen to your show?
I think that a lot of people listen to this show.
Because I have a question for them.
What is that?
After Uber got the $3.5 billion from the Saudis, and I was thinking about something that Mike said a few weeks ago, you know, the symbol of the Saudi investment authority, whatever they call it, is two swords crossed. Remember you made that remark about Travis's hands?
Yeah.
But, okay. But anyway, after they got the $3.5 billion from the Saudis, 3 weeks later, they had to get another $1.15 billion in a leveraged loan, which is very unusual.
Who gave them that
loan? Because if you got investors, why do you need to go out 3 weeks later and get another loan? And then right after that, they got another $2 billion in a revolving credit line from a consortium of banks. And those last two things, I think they have to pay interest regularly. And I'm wondering if there's anybody who bought any of that stuff listening to the show. Are you getting paid? I'm just curious. I'm not saying you're not getting paid, but I'm wondering if you are getting paid. Because I really think Uber, Lyft, and Juno are going to be gone. And the question is, what happens after that?
Well,
when you've got 90,000 for hire vehicles on the street with no app.
Mm-hmm.
What happens then?
Right.
Well, then they're really out of business.
Oh, you don't think somebody else would be stepping in with another app?
Well, what good would it do them? Look what happened to the other three. Who would want to invest in the same business that failed three times?
No, but let's say the app is already there. I don't know, just a thought.
Well, I got
news for you guys. It's just, I just want to say, I've done a little homework, and apparently, the Lyft app was initially getting about 16% of the app business up against Uber. They've gone from 16% up to 21%, which in essence is a 33% increase in their activity against Uber. So apparently people are bailing on Uber and running over to Lyft. So as much as Uber can poo-poo the yellow cab business, what we say, they can't poo-poo that.
Right.
Well,
so apparently the evacuation is on.
You know,
Willie, Lyft drivers, I heard on uberpeople.net that some of the Lyft drivers have been paid late. Some of the Juno drivers have been paid late. That's what's been alleged by the drivers.
Well, if you're listening out there, drivers, you know that the yellow taxis pay on time every day. You go in, you get the cash, and you go in and get your credit card money when the shift is over. Is that right, Mike?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a great point.
Yes. At the garage where I work, when I work at a fleet, that is the place.
Mm-hmm.
That is the case.
Mm-hmm. But
I also like to say that a lot of these garages, not a lot, but a few, have a thing where it's like, oh, well, you can pick up a check at the end of the week, and then the check isn't there, and they say, oh, well, you can roll over the money till next week, and then, you know, it just keeps going on and on and on. But on the front page of our newspaper, Checker Management, you can get paid cash daily at the end of your shift. Yay!
Mm-hmm. Right, excellent.
And where are they, Mike? Where is Checker Management?
They are on, they've moved to a new location. And, you know, I'll tell you something, not for nothing. Leave it to the Greeks to figure out how to take empty space and make it into a palace in the course of 3 months for cabbies.
They're
on 38th Avenue.
Right, 1105.
38th Avenue and 12th Street.
1105, right. 38th Avenue. Right. Phone number 718-361-6300.
Yes, 718-361-6300. $6,300, and they have a brand new, beautiful taxi garage. You get paid daily. You don't get one of these checks at the end of the week routine where everybody gets paranoid about, am I going to get paid? And they have free coffee and donuts and Danish on the side, which is just, you know, I mean, if I worked there every day, I'd weigh 900 pounds, let me tell you.
Uh-huh.
But it's a great place for work.
Well, do they have like a massage parlor in there also where you can get your legs massaged?
No, there are plenty of massage places in the area, though. So, just I appreciate your concern. Yeah.
Okay, but they do have great cabs and a great deal, right?
Yes, and in fact, I was a happy recipient of that great deal last week, and I drove for a few nights. Very cheap, too cheap to mention on the air, but it was great.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. So, let's talk taxis. What's new in the taxi business? How about the new rulings that the mayor signed this week? Reducing the transfer tax to 0.5%. Anybody want to comment on that?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
0.5% of what?
Of the value of the of whatever the medallion sells for. The and these are only for foreclosures right now. Okay, so you don't if you want to pick up a medallion, you could go in with the transfer tax, which is almost nothing these days. And I think you have to get a deal for a car, right?
Right. Well, this is the other thing with the what they've done in the city council. I think they made the drop the transfer tax from 5% down to 0.5%, which is more money not going into the city, courtesy of the Uber fiasco. And the other thing is, apparently, they're trying to make it easier for drivers to get medallions. Where I don't know the other part, but I know that part. And I'll just say, why didn't they just approve a fare increase? Approve a fare increase for the drivers, get a better app, then they can sell medallions. If they approve a fare increase, the medallion price is going to jump, then everybody is out of hot water again. And oh, so you have some knuckleheads that say, like, oh, I don't want to get a fare increase because of Uber. Let me see. Since it's a family show, fuck Uber. That's what I have to say. Don't worry so much about Uber. They're going out of business, in my opinion. Ridiculous. Uh-huh. But if they would have approved the fare increase for the taxi drivers and the taxi owners, I think all our problems, you know, a rising tide raises all boats. And they instead they have all these schemes and plans and this and that. Give us a fare increase. It's been 3 years. Has it been 3 years? I think it's been 3 years.
No, 2012.
In 2012, it's been more than 5 years. Okay,
and
Mike.
Uber will just bounce their pricing off the yellow taxi's pricing.
So let me.
I'm sure that's what they'll do. But let's say they limited the number of cars on the road. In effect, you would get a raise just by doing that.
Yeah.
And then the passengers would have
all the drivers would come back. Yeah, the drivers would come streaming back. They'd come flooding into the taxi garages as soon as you got that raise. Because they're not going to, and then Uber would have to raise their prices to keep their drivers. So all this mumble, I'm trying to figure out why they are not going rah-rah about getting a fare increase. Because it is time to look at the economics of the cabs and cab drivers in 2017, an odd year. And we have this little, like, I call it the pity party. Everybody's saying so how horrible it is, how horrible it is. Then they do this city hall stuff where they're signing this, they're signing that. Give the cab drivers a fare increase. Let them make more money. If the cab drivers are making money, all our problems are over.
All of this is coming up.
The city did give itself a 33% raise, all the city council people.
Oh, yeah, well, of course, because they're so valuable.
Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
All of this is coming up on April
6th. 33%.
April 6th. It's coming up, a meeting at the TLC, okay, which if you can't watch it, the rerun will be on NYC Taxi News before the day is over, okay, on April 6th. Okay, and I imagine a lot of people are going to talk at this meeting. And Mike, you volunteered, right?
Yes, I'm marking my calendar with a big happy face, and I have 2 weeks to find a way to wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning. And I'm all excited about doing that. Yes.
How about you, Carolyn?
I think it's going to be a very long hearing.
Yeah.
So it's not like you have to be there that early. Somebody else could put your name on the list to speak, and if you got there 2 or 3 hours later, you'd probably be fine, you know, if you're towards the end of the list.
Are you
don't really have to get there at 10 o'clock.
Carolyn, will you be going to the meeting?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. If I can get the cheap plane fare, I'll go to the meeting. Okay. But
You might as well come up on Tuesday then, because on Tuesday, March 28th, the City Council, the Transportation Committee, is having hearings with the Department of Transportation and the TLC. And the MTA, that's going to be going on all day.
And this is
I want to know why the MTA is giving accessoride business to Super Shuttle.
And this is on April.
Other companies.
Hold on. This is on April 5th, right?
No, that's March 28th.
Oh, March.
The Transportation Committee having hearings with DOT, MTA, and TLC.
Oh, that's interesting.
This is coming Tuesday.
This is the first time.
That's
where
they talk about their budget.
Okay.
Right. Ramirez Joshi is probably going to ask for more money for her agency.
So wait. So from the top, because I've heard nothing about this, what is happening again? Please restate that.
Okay, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning in the City Council, the Transportation Committee, headed by Adonis Rodriguez, is having hearings.
March 28th.
What day?
Yes.
March 28th. Okay, good.
With the Department of Transportation, the MTA, and the TLC. Where they're going to talk about their budgets.
Okay.
Public hearing?
Yeah.
And there should be video available for that on that hearing, right? And
I
will find that video and put it on NYC Taxi News. Okay?
Right, because among other things, I would like Adonis to ask Mira why there's so little enforcement of illegal hails, et cetera, on the street that we all know about.
Okay.
What are these enforcement guys doing out there?
Okay,
Very interesting.
so you could email
And they're trying,
Adonis.
and so they're trying to pull. Yeah.
Email
Wait.
Adonis
So they're trying to pawn off the. They're trying to get medallions. They're trying to get non-medallion vehicles to do stuff that they forced us to do to get ready for. And now they're not going to give it the business. Is that the idea?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Just at the very moment when half of the cabs are about to be wheelchair accessible, they're doing pilot programs, as you know, with Uber. Some other companies, and I know for a fact that Super Shuttle is working with Accessoride, and those guys are getting paid $50 an hour to schlep people around, usually not even in a wheelchair, because most of their vans aren't wheelchair accessible. And when they take the person to the doctor or the hospital, they sit there and wait, and they're paid for that waiting time. It's not just a trip like you might get in a wheelchair accessible cab. They sit there for 6-7 hours.
Well,
now, here's the thing where I jump out the window screaming with my hair on fire.
Yep.
Just curious, where is this money going to come from? Is this money going to come from the 30 cents the yellow cabs have been collecting?
That's a good question. I mean, I think
That's
it comes
question.
From Accessoride, but I don't know. I think the 30 cents goes to defray the cost of the wheelchair-accessible cab, but who knows?
And to pay the to pay the taxi drivers while they're driving,
right.
50 cents for each trip, whether it's a wheelchair or not, and to pay for the the deadhead time when you have to go to pick up a fare, the distance rather, up to $30 for 2 miles to go pick
right,
up
but
that.
Well, Accessoride contracts with a lot of private companies. They shouldn't be doing that. They should be giving the work to the wheelchair-accessible cabs.
Right. But, I mean, who's doing the books on all this 30 cent a trip money that's coming in? Because apparently my grim foreboding on this whole deal is that there's about $250 million of 30 cents a trip money that the yellow cabs and the green cabs have dragged into the city coffers, and now the city is going to double-cross everybody and hand that money at a rate of $50 an hour to Uber drivers?
Well,
is this what's happening?
Well, Super Shuttle, I know, is getting
Super
that.
Shuttle.
Well, I don't know if one fund has anything to do with other funds, because they were getting this money before the 30-cent fee was ever created. Isn't that right?
True.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's right. It's always kind of factored out.
I mean, you know, you're making assumptions here that don't add up. Okay, the money for the 30 cents fees, that money is going back to the yellow taxis, and I hope all of it is, and maybe just part of it is, but the rest of it should be held in escrow. Okay, and that will pay $14,000 to the people that buy wheelchair cars. Okay, $4,000 a year for the maintenance of those wheelchair cars for 3 years, or for 4 years, rather. Okay?
Right.
Okay? And for every trip the wheelchair cars do, be it wheelchair or not wheelchair, you're still getting 50 cents extra for each trip. So that you add up all that money.
Now, here,
okay, hold on. You add up all that money and see if it equals what they're taking in. Okay?
Right. But then there's another pocket of money. There's $500 million that New York State has for Accessoride, having nothing to do with the
Well, that's
a whole other matter. You know, that is the money that's going to these private companies.
Well, that's the money that money comes from everybody's income tax and other taxes. Okay.
Right. So that money should be going to wheelchair accessible cabs.
Yes.
Well, that's the other thing I was going to ask you guys is the accessible ride. Now, wasn't there a court case where Accessible Ride sued to say that the TLC can't really do all the things they were saying they can do with giving all this work to yellow cabs? Apparently, there was some dust up between the Accessoride people and the taxi commission where they took them to court and they won, I think. And now the taxi commission is left holding the bag, telling the yellow cab drivers they're going to get fares, they're going to get this, they're going to get that. I talked to a lot of Accessoride. To a lot of wheelchair cab guys. They say maybe they get one trip a week, two trip a week. I mean, they're buying vans, they're getting checks, they're charging 30 cents a trip. There are no rides coming in for these people who have bought vans to do this. And I'm just wondering, at one point, is there an investigation? I mean,
it's
a little strange.
The whole thing, it seems to me that the whole thing was overprojected. In other words, they wanted to eliminate Accessoride, and this was all happening
right
before any of the Uber stuff happened. Okay, they wanted to eliminate Accessoride and just let the taxis take care of all of the wheelchair work, and they guesstimated that if you have half the fleet accessible, that there'll be more than enough to take care of all the wheelchair work, be it pre-arranged or be it just a wheelchair out on the street hailing a taxi. Okay, and
right,
and they overguesstimated, okay, in my opinion. And what we have now are a whole mess of wheelchair cars out there, and that it isn't even near 50% yet. Okay, and as is, and as is now, there's more than you need.
Well, the other thing I noticed, and I brought it up a few times at these commission meetings or whatever meetings, to whomever was there and could possibly listen, is I said, listen, before you did any of this wheelchair stuff for cabs and green cars, why didn't you make specific pickup areas in the city with that wheelchair logo so we could at least see, you know, like if somebody says, you got to pick up a wheelchair at 43rd and 8th, wow, 43rd and 8th, that's a lot of traffic over there. Oh, thank God there's a specific place to pick up a wheelchair person. They've never done it. The Department of Transportation, how difficult is it to get a bucket of paint and paint a wheelchair logo in the street so that yellow cabs and green cars can know specifically that a person will have safe haven to get picked up there? Because now, I asked some of I asked a woman, she was in a wheelchair at a city council meeting. I said, listen, where do the cab drivers pick you up? I said, there's no specific place. She goes, well, sometimes, most of the times, they just pick us up in the crosswalk. I was like, in the crosswalk? Can you imagine, God forbid, something happens and you're in court? Where did you pick up the lady in the wheelchair? I picked her up in the crosswalk. Guilty. $1 million. Goodbye. That would be the end of that.
Well, you know,
They haven't even laid the groundwork for anybody being able to pick these people up.
Well, this is a case of where they plan things ridiculously without first figuring out how much you need. Okay, you know,
right,
they let 50,000 cars, now I think it's 55,000 cars be created, you know, where they didn't first figure out, well, how many do you actually need to do all the work? You know, these 55,000 cars that Uber has out there, what do they get? Two trips a day? Three trips a day, maybe?
Five.
Okay.
Per base.
You know, so five trips a day doesn't feed Mike's cat, right?
Right. They have to be doing something else.
Okay.
Why didn't
they first figure out how many fares will be created and let a number of cars be created to handle those fares? Okay.
Because that's not what their aim was. Their aim was to destroy the yellow cab.
I know that, but they should have been compelled. They should have been compelled to do this. Okay. Years ago, I wrote an article stating, and you can read it. It's on the internet. It's called "Ocean in the Burrows." Okay. Google "Ocean in the Burrows," and you will read an article that I wrote that was published in the New York Sun in 2007. Okay, where I specifically say that they should have figured out how many of these cars are needed, the FHVs, and limit the FHVs to the amount of cars that are actually needed. Because even way back then, they were stealing our yellow fares. Okay?
Right.
Okay? You know, it used to drive me nuts when I would drive down Northern Boulevard, and there'd be a fare over there, and I go to pick it up, and one of these FHVs cut in front of me to pick up the fare. Okay, and I'd say to myself, well, I'm here. Why do we need him? Okay?
Right.
You know, and they would constantly, you know, do this all through the boroughs, okay, Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx. You know, yes, maybe some of them were needed, okay, but not the number that were out there 10 years ago. And now add another 50,000 to that. It's insanity. It's absolute insanity. Okay?
Right.
You know, does the city only care about the licensing fees that they're getting from these cars and not give a damn about the people that are driving these cars and trying to make a living? Do they?
No, I don't think they care about the people driving the cars, obviously.
Yeah, this is the other thing I was saying is, like, between the sales tax and the licensing fees that the city gets from this Uber fiasco, it's still way under what they could have got for just putting a 1,000 yellow cabs on the street, and you could have done group riding and two-way radios and apps and everything with the yellow cab instead of this flood of nonsense. Oh, and I'd like to give a quick shout-out to the morons who leased out their medallions and then went straight to buy an Uber car to drive, because you have a few hundred cabbies who, as soon as this Uber stuff started, they leased out the medallions and they went around the corner and bought an Uber car and were trying to work both sides of the street. And now they're crying that the medallion went down like by 35%. So a little shout out to those.
Well, that's the same thing that happened back in the 1980s when they took the radios out of the taxis. Okay, some of the yellow medallion owners put their medallions up for lease and then went and bought a radio car. Okay,
right.
Actually what my ex-husband did.
Okay.
He had a radio in the yellow cab.
Right.
Then they made you take the radio out of the
yellow
cab.
Right.
And put it into a black car. So for a while, he drove for a black car service that serviced Goldman Sachs, among others.
Right.
And then he went back to the yellow cab because he didn't really like sitting around.
Right.
But I heard that the people in Manhattan complained that there weren't enough yellow cabs available because the yellow cabs were out in Queens and Brooklyn.
Doing radio calls. They were doing
the radio
calls. Well, and that was true. That was true.
Yeah, yeah.
So why didn't, actually we stepped on our own foot then, because Ed Koch wanted to create 1,800 new medallions to satisfy that problem. And the yellow taxi owners jumped on him and said, you can't do that. Okay.
Right.
And the bottom line was the 1,800 medallions eventually were created after Koch was gone, okay, during in the 1990s and the early 2000s, okay? Close to it. I don't know the exact number, okay? And it didn't really hurt business at all. Okay? But we warned then, when they created all these radio cars, that they would infringe on the yellow business, and they said, no, 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 we'll enforce. No, 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 we'll enforce. When David Yasky wanted to create the green cabs, and we said that they'll infringe on the yellow business, he went, no, 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 we'll enforce. No, 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 we'll enforce. Well, you're not enforcing. You're not enforcing. You're not enforcing to the point where it is now a disaster. It is a complete disaster.
Right.
Okay. You've made promises you knew then that you could not keep, that we knew that you could not keep. And, you know, why listen to us when you don't have to, right? Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, the consumer loves it. Because for 40 years, friends would ask me, why can't I get a cab any time of the day or night, rain or shine? I want one.
Well,
why is it that I sometimes have to stand out there for a few minutes before I get one? And I would explain to them, well, you can never have enough cars on the road to satisfy everybody at every moment,
mm-hmm.
where they would still be making a living. It's not possible.
You know something?
Now they're not making a living, but you do have cars out there, so anybody can get a black car at any hour of the day or night in a moment's notice, because there's so many cars out there.
You know something?
Wow.
In Queens, in Manhattan, unless if you lived in the outer limits, okay? You know, there was never a time where I cruised down Queens Boulevard where I didn't have other yellow taxis competing with me for the one or two fares that would pop up.
Yeah, right.
Okay? All right. I mean, many times, I would leave JFK Airport. I would go up to Queens Boulevard because I didn't feel like waiting with the 400 cabs for a fare. Okay. And I would go up to Queens Boulevard and I would cruise Queens Boulevard from the Van Wyck Expressway, or sometimes take Woodhaven to Queens Boulevard. You know, go up by the mall there, the Queens Center Mall. Okay. Which is at the junction of Woodhaven Boulevard and Queens Boulevard. And many times pick up a fare there or pick up a fare along Queens Boulevard. But there were always other yellow taxis right there with me, right there with me doing the same. Okay. So it had reached a point where there were enough taxis to satisfy these people. Okay. And if you lived, and if you lived up into the neighborhood, some of the neighborhoods, if you go up 69th Street, south on 69th Street, and you go up a hill and there's a lot of little houses in there, Okay, I forget that section of Queens, what it's called. Okay, you know, well, okay, they could always call a radio car. Okay, be it yellow, be it FHV, be it black car, whatever. Okay, and you know, now it's just a total disaster. We have apps, Arrow. Okay, and they don't know about these apps. Okay. All right, they should.
Well, they haven't really advertised them that much.
Well, they should. They should.
The taxi app right now. The taxi apps are like a joke. They're horrible.
I know, but
I don't know why
the app.
They're horrible.
The app belongs on the doors of the taxis for everybody to see. Okay, right under the T, which should be the rates, right? Which should be the rates. Should be a big long sign across the door saying, "Want to call a taxi? Download the Arrow app." Okay, and let me tell you what I've been doing. Hold on, I'm not done. Hold on, Mike. Hold that thought. Let me tell you what I have been doing. Okay, every taxi article that I read and that I post, where there is, well, if I remember to do it, and I do most of the time, where there are comments, a comment section, I have been going into those comment sections, saying to download the Arrow app. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we could all do that. You know, if it's not going to be if it's not going to be advertised, you know, where you have to pay for the advertisement, you get advertised that way for free. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I know everybody is trying to. The thing with me is I keep hearing from industry big shots in industry, you know, whoop-de-doos, how these apps are doing great. Listen, I'm sitting in a cab. I'm getting one app beep a month. All right, there's no business, and apparently the apps are going out to everybody, including yellow cabs and green cars. So even if I wanted to get an app, there's like thousands of people vying for that one beep. Where are the ads on the radio? Where are the ads on TV? Where is the promotion of these apps? And apparently it's a roadblock for somebody coming up with an effective app, because the people who have the apps and are apparently using them to create something, what I don't know, in the yellow cab, there's no business coming in, and the drivers don't even bother with them. This is the problem. We have an app. We have stickers on the door. We have the information in the cabs, but there's been no promotion. There's really been no legwork to get the things going, and I'll tell you why. When the cabs go out, there's no problems. When the cabs don't go out, then you talk about apps and everything else. So right now the cabs are starting to go out. So the app thing is on the back burner.
More cabs would go out if the apps were promoted, because many drivers like the apps. Okay?
Right.
All right?
Right.
Fare increase,
well,
promote the apps.
What we need right now is a fare increase.
A fare increase.
Well, this mumbo jumbo, we need a
fare increase.
I've heard both sides on the apps. I mean, do you really want a $6 job where you had to go driving around and around making turns to get to the passenger who take 10 minutes to come downstairs, and then it's a $6 ride?
Did you ever try picking up fares at 2 a.m. on Queens Boulevard? Hold on.
No. I mean, that's different if it's not.
When you need the apps. That's when you need the apps. When you're out there cruising down Queens Boulevard at 2 a.m., that's when you need the app. Because chances are they're not going six blocks. Chances are they're going to their job in Manhattan at 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, and you got to have the apps. You got to have a fare increase. You got to have the apps, you know, publicized. Okay, this will get drivers back into the yellow cabs. Those two things. Okay, I'm ready to drive as soon as they do that. I'm coming out of retirement. All right,
a comeback.
Yeah, you know, my 42-year career may not be over. All right.
Well, you never know. I mean, right now you could probably save money flying in, driving, and flying back for the money you're getting for your medallion now.
That's true.
Right.
Right? I mean, I've done the math.
Yeah. Okay. So
does the Chinese bus go that far? Does that bus from Chinatown go as far as where you are?
Me?
It goes as far as you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
What I need is one of those Uber air taxis.
Oh, you hang.
Yeah, right. You know something? That invention was invented 20 years ago, and I read about it, and I thought to myself, this could make a lot of money for somebody, you know, if they bought some stock in the company, right, that does that. And then I said to myself, they'll never let them do it because the terrorists will use them to drop bombs.
Right.
Okay, you know, one of the, have you ever seen this invention? You actually go, it's an air taxi, and Uber claims that they're going to have air taxis someday, right? You strap it on, it lifts you up, and you fly to where you want to go, and then you go down. Okay, I don't know what the company
now
was, I forget.
Is Travis going to operate, are they going to operate it from jail or from Rikers, or where are they going to work out of?
I would think Leavenworth.
I think it's just hype to get more suckers into the tent.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You know,
I mean investors.
Well, it would really be disastrous. It would really be disastrous if one of these, if these vehicles went up there, ran out of fuel. Okay?
Yeah.
And then what?
Uh-huh.
You drop to the ground.
I think what they could do with self-driving cars as a weapon.
Yeah.
Well, you know, let me just say one thing. When I've talked to some Uber drivers now, is what their problem is Uber now has turned, apparently, their scheme into being a pizza delivery guy. So at first, these guys went out and bought limousines and black cars and SUVs, and they're going to make $1 million. And now, a lot of them, the Uber drivers at night, are people who are literally coming home from work in their cars after a 9-to-5 job, and now they go to work like 4 or 5 hours at night. So you get a person who's been working from 9 to 5, now driving part-time in an Uber car, flooding into the city en masse, and the regular drivers are getting destroyed, and the traffic is horrible. And they basically turned it into a gig part-time work. Like, what was that thing? They said, like, a kid on the news, like, get your side hustle on. So it's making it into
Right, I saw that. Mm-hmm.
Get your side hustle on and work for free. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't think it's going very well, according to what I've been hearing from Uber drivers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not been going well for them. And like you said, you never knew so many people wanted to drive a cab. And if what you want to do is drive a cab, why don't you just go down to a taxi garage and get a cab?
Right. It's not that complicated, yeah.
No.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
We're coming back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're reaching the 53-minute mark on this, okay? Somewhere in there, okay, and let's have some final thoughts.
All right, the courts. What about the federal courts? There's been a little bit of action in the Melrose federal lawsuit.
What do you know?
The judge, Annalisa Torres, was taken off the case last Thanksgiving.
Right.
And Alice and, I can't remember her last name. Kaplan? Oh, I can't remember her last name.
Doesn't matter.
Was put on the case.
Okay.
So anyway, as far as I could see, nothing's happened since then. Nothing that you can read about on the internet.
Okay.
But a couple of weeks ago, Todd Higgins wrote a letter to the judge saying, let's go already. Forgive me, Todd, because this is how a non-lawyer thinks about these things. And then the city wrote a letter, hey, judge, look what was decided in Boston. You should dismiss everything. You know, the takings claim, the equal protection, all that stuff. So then he wrote another letter back last week saying, no, that doesn't apply in our case. It's totally different. We have an exclusive right to street hails and blah, blah, blah. So that's where it stands now.
So
that's the latest that I know. So, and the TWA suit, the Taxi Workers Alliance suit, is going to have oral arguments the first week of April in federal court. That's the lawsuit where the drivers are suing Uber. For lying to them, cheating them, stealing from them, whatever. Something is happening in that. And if I have time, I will go to that court just to hear what's going on because I'm curious.
Right. Okay, and you'll come back and report to us, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I'd like to thank both of you for doing the show today, Carolyn and Mike. Mike is always here. Carolyn will drop by every once in a while because she always has a lot to say. Okay.
Thanks, Carolyn.
Okay, thank you, guys.
And
all you do.
Remember Taxi CPA. Remember, you know, go to the front page of NYC Taxi News and support our advertisers. Okay, Checker Management, WB Taxi, and King Brokerage out in Brooklyn. Okay, and if you click on in the right, you'll see Taxi Drivers Needed in Brooklyn. And if you go there, you'll see NYC Taxi Group on McDonald Avenue. Corner Avenue F.
That's right.
It says, name your price, leave with car. Well, I think I'm going to go drive there, maybe. You know, I'm going to name I'm going to name my price $5. Okay. I'll pay for the gas.
They might give you a car with no wheels for $5.
I'll pay for the gas. All right, but obviously they wouldn't they wouldn't put that ad up there if they didn't have something in mind. So they're worth a phone call.
I'll tell you what, I see a lot of the stickers on the street. They're getting the cars out, fella. They got a lot of cars on the street now. So apparently,
it's
their little advertising is starting to work.
Yeah, okay. And if you want to advertise on NYC Taxi News, just drop us an email, nyctaxinews@aol.com, okay? And and Mike will call you.
Well, call me. What does that mean?
Well, Mike, we'll let Mike give you a call. If you want to talk to Mike, all right?
That'll be the prize. Win a date with a cab driver.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. Let's get some PR guy in on this. Maybe.
So you want a Puerto Rican guy? What are you talking about?
Pino.
I don't know. Anyway, no. So let's go back to the show. And let's say goodbye, I guess.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Love bye. Everybody. See you later.
Bye,
hey,
everyone. We'll see you next week, hopefully. And you know, that'll be that. Okay. Bye, everyone.
Okay.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Bye.